Hey, what's up, guys? I'm here with Pugsley. And this is funny. This is actually the second time trying to do this because the first time I wasn't recording the damn thing. I'm a little groggy today. It's just, I'll do it in a future episode, but it's just freaking chaos. Oh, excuse me. Thank you for the canned applause. So basically, we've been, we're on tweaker watch. How many things can a tweaker carry in a single car and then make camp in front of our house? How many things can they break in the middle of the street and get away with it? How much shit can they get away with on a daily basis with no repercussions? I can tell you. On our street, a lot. But, tweaker episode, that's for a future episode. This episode is, I had posted on Instagram, and again, all the socials, we got Germ Warfare, like and subscribe on YouTube, so that there'll be three of you. The podcast is found basically everywhere, Germ Rants, Razor and Reviews. And social, you can find me at Germ Adams with two D's, or at Instagram, Germ Rants, Raves, and Reviews. Yeah, that's the socials. Let me think if there's anything else. So I had put it on Instagram saying any ideas that you want me to rant about. And so Ryan from Magnol Company says, yeah, he would like to hear a rant about the bass guitar. So here's going to be my attempt. Fucking glasses. My attempt. Yeah, I got my notes here because I needed to remind myself of what I'm working with. So let me give you a quick rant background. In my early years, I don't know, it must have been late 70s, early 80s. My parents were still together, so it's I'm not sure exactly when, but somehow a guitar had been brought to the house. I believe it was a Sears guitar from the swap meet. So I would fuck around on that. I didn't know about tuning. I didn't know a damn thing. But at this point, my brother Brian and I were definitely into like Black Sabbath. I was into some of the punk. Blondie for sure, Dead Kennedys, Black Flag, things like that. So I understood, you know, the idea of DIY, and that was kind of my vein, and then Black Sabbath, and then anything spooky was always my thing, especially in the 80s when I found out about Venom. I was like, oh, here we go. Punk rock with metal ideas and then just the crazy outfits, right? So I ended up taking a guitar class in high school. I believe it was ninth grade. So this would be 83, if I'm correct. And I got a D in that class. It was miserable. I didn't understand the concept of the guitar. I didn't want to play the fucking crap. I didn't want to learn how to learn the notes. I just wanted to play guitar and, you know, try to find myself. While all these, you know, virtuosos are in there and they're doing all this crap and they're playing Stairway to Heaven and Smoke on the Water and God knows what else. Mary Had a Little Lamb. I just didn't get it. So I got a fucking D. Whatever. Big deal. So by, God, it was, I moved out because I graduated in 86. So I ended up in Santee living with my dad. And then the Wiener Schnitzel out there is where I was working and I had met up with all the guys from Short Lived. And that's where a lot of this started from. And that's where the basis of me ended up working. I was booking shows and then eventually was given more work to do, you know, slave labor kind of thing, but it was fun. So at Soma, and so I was booking shows, and because of the fact that, you know, I was so involved with all these things, I started off with the fanzine idea, a tape idea, and then it ended up me booking and then running the club at Soma. But I always had aspirations to still do something with music. So I did vocals for a while, or tried to find my place. There's a story in I don't believe it. I'm sure it's in one of the Union and Metro podcast episodes with some of the guys from Bucko Nine. I probably talked about it a bit, but I tried out for a band and I was too punk. But the person that took over the slot as singer ended up being John, the singer from Bucko Nine. But that's neither here nor there. So I would still kind of fuck around with the bass a little bit, but I played it different. I kind of played it like how I thought a guitar should be played. And a funny thing, too, is so I believe a buddy of mine, Justin, had told me about this story. And I've heard this before, where the diehards of the bass, they have this unwritten law or whatever, not the band, but just this fucking stupid idea. Because, you know, everyone has to, you know, classify and break things down, and I'm different than you. So someone was going to try to get bass lessons, or was going to get bass lessons, and was told, what do you have a pick for? Bass players don't use a pick. And luckily, we see the same way, and my buddy was like, you know, whoever, I think it was Justin, was like, you know, fuck that. I'll do whatever the fuck I want. You can't tell me how to fucking play this goddamn instrument. And I'm basically the same way, because I don't play traditional. I like distortion pedals. I've been using the same Orange DOD metal for, oh God, like 30-something years. I'll get into my rig in a minute. But so as a bass player, right, I kind of see things differently. And then I prefer to be with a mic with a bass. And it's where I'm really comfortable. And then I can really rock out and I can dance and I can get into it. But just standing there alone, which I've done in bands like Cockroach, Lot was another one, very short-lived Lot, but mainly Cockroach and Poor, I was just doing vocals. So the first band that came together, again, the numbers are going to be, it's going to be sometime in the 90s. I was in this band called Meat, and Mike, rest in peace, Mike Green, Keith, I can't remember your last name, and then Steve. So we formed this band called Meat. We had two bass players. So I did distortion. Keith was a little bit cleaner. And that's when I got the rig that I still play today. So it's an Ampeg 218 cabinet. I have two 18-inch JBLs. And I have I'm playing through a GK, what is it, 400 RB solid state head. And the bass that I play, I got from my co-host from the Union and Metro podcast, Jerry. We did a trade years ago. I think it was for cymbals. It's an Ibanez Cadet. And that is my preferred guitar. I have the EMGs in it, which are, you know, I mean, this whole rig is, oh God, we're looking at the 90s. So probably, excuse my French, 93? I don't even know. And we used to down tune, and I had a nice pedal rack, a Digitech pedal board that at a show in Claremont when we played, I just fried the fucking thing. So I've been playing with the Orange Boss DOD. My wife a few years ago got me a Blue Chorus. I don't geek out on this shit that much, so I can't really tell you exactly all the details. And if you want, then just, you know, if you care, just ask me. And then now I do have a Def Club collab pedal, and I also have an Earthquaker pedal that I'll use for more ambiance and noise and just crunch and just because I like to, you know, just I'll do the normal stuff. Which I can't, and let's go back to that. The other basses that I had, I did a band called Sin 77. Started this years and years and years ago. A buddy of mine, Stoney, that was in Diablo 44, he ended up playing some of Deadbolt and I don't even know what else, but he's just a fucking phenomenal, amazing human being. And so I put together this band called Sin Sin 77, and I played a PV Patriot strictly in that band because it was a warmer sound. I didn't use any distortion. I still use my same rig, but no pedals, right? But that was more like, we were called like Blondie with Balls, and it was more of a New York 75 vibe. Stoney and I had a lot of fun writing a lot of songs. They carried on and you know, whatever. Fuck him, I was out of it. I quit because I was also doing a band called Urine at the same time. And I don't want to get into all the details about that, but Urine was a complete fucking opposite. Urine started off as Disurinary, which came out of meat. And there's a story behind that, but we don't have the time or the patience for that. Let's get back to bum, 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 bum. Use applause in there. So, see, this is full just rant. I'm just off the top of my fucking head. It's just whatever, you know. So, fuck, I don't even remember what the hell I was talking about. See, this is going to be a great episode. Oh, so, and playing with the pick, and then playing the way that I do, and then doing the vocals, it at times will just sound kind of chaotic and noisy. And I prefer that, but I can also just dive deep into a groove and then lay off of the pedals and just ride the groove. It's just, to me, the bass offers so many opportunities to explore sounds and depth, and the guitar I like, but I don't noodle that much, and I appreciate the texture that it brings. But to me, a hard-driving bass with a good, you know, drum beat, I mean, it's just freaking golden. You can take things and just with the little nuances, you can explore and you can play with things. And to me, that's what I dig the most out of the bass. So again, I'm playing an Ibanez. I believe it's called a Cadet. I have stickers all over the thing, so it's hard to say. And I've been playing that thing. If I remember correctly, I'm gonna say it's just over 30 years with the cabinet and everything. Because I used to have a combo, solid state combo, and there was some show where I blew that up. And the place that I got this from, I wish it was still there. It was such a great place. And, yeah, I ended up getting this rig. And it's beat up. My cats have clawed the shit out of it. But I just love it. It just, it's so comfortable. I do, I'll let you know right now, I am always interested in another bass. And, oh, that's what it is. I had bought this other bass for a project that we were going to do, and I started playing. It was a real cheapo, you know, cheapo creepo, but I wanted a new bass. I wanted something to fuck around with and just for kind of a different feel, a different mindset, because we were supposed to be working on an album with another project. It was going to be our sophomore album. And I bought a little practice amp with that. And like a friend of mine we talk about is, you know, if you have a rig that works, just stick with it, you know? I've always wanted an Ampeg, the 8/8s, and I thought that would be great. And then I thought, you know, just another freaking woofer. And none of it's come to fruition. But I've always wanted a PV bass, like a jazz or a P bass, precision. So that's something I am looking into. But yeah, I mean, it's, when am I going to go with this? I mean, I'm fucking ranting. It's so ridiculous. I'm so glad if anyone actually listens to the end of this. So let me end it with this, because Boogie's snoring. I put him to sleep, and I'll probably put you to sleep. If you're going to fucking play any instrument, do it your way. You know what I mean? Don't fucking conform. Just do it your way and enjoy what you do. And if being a, you know, a conformist compared to what other people think is your way, it doesn't matter. Do it your way. Okay, so this rant is probably going to bore you to death. I will be doing the tweaker episode. I'll talk about that later in the week. I do want to bring behind me, you'll see, I got a new 7-inch 3-1G. There's a Metz 7-inch. I highly recommend you pick those up. I do want to give a shout out to Jackie Starr. I just played the Contra Guerra 7-inch from way back in the day, and she's just an icon in the scene. So I want to give her a shout out. I want to shout out 3-1G. I want to shout out Ryan from Magnol Company. They got shows going on. They just, you know, they're really pushing art and music and everything. At the end of the month, just look at my Instagram. You'll see the Resonance project that Brian and I do. Brian is my guitarist from the Left Outs, and he and I, we just go nothing written. We just go and we just start jamming in this great little chapel at the cemetery. Well, this event coming up is going to be March 23rd. It just hit me up, and I'll give you the flyer. And it's going to be really cool art and all sorts of shit. And anyone's welcome. You can come and jam with us. I also have to shout out Brian from the Calvins. And shout out to the Calvins because Brian and me, we are the Left Outs. And the Left Outs are going to be working on some songs. And we're hoping to put out a split 7-inch with the Calvins sometime in the future. So we got that going on. We got Union of Metro podcast is still, there's a lot of episodes. You find that anywhere you find your podcast. I'm still pushing them over. We don't have any sponsors to talk about. I'm trying to think if there's any show. I think we're good. I do want to do this canned noise real quick. And some applause. And, oh, Red Rum Skates. And we're here at the Germ Warfare Productions headquarters. Red Rum Skates is my skateboard company. Looking around, I think we're good. So even if you hate it, just tell someone this guy just goes and rants, and you know, just thanks for the support. And sorry to keep hitting the goddamn table. So I'm out. You rule, and thank you. Germ Rants, Raves, and Reviews. Oh, I got a fart button over there too. All right. Well, thanks.